Gentlemen, this is Charlie.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Chuck?
I'm fine, and you have Remberto here.
How's it going, Remberto? My name is Charlie. Nice to meet you.
Hey, I have a question. This is more important than anything. Why does your stupid phone say, my phone say Jimmy Rankle? Is he the owner of the company?
I have no idea why it comes up as Jimmy Rankle. That's hilarious.
Sort of said last time, so I knew it was you. Hey, so I got the man here, the phone.
Yes.
Way over in there, Fountain Valley. We're down here, beautiful. Well, where are we right now? Cerritos.
Weingarten.
We're not at the casino in Weingarten. So, Charlie, educate Remberto. I did the best I could to be a salesman for you, but the whole program again. I have $2.99 a month, and month to month, no long term. We're grandfathered. We do want to add some extra cities, but how did you? Somebody mentioned it was either you or was it Jason? Whatever.
Jansen.
Yeah, that'll work. There's no setup charge, but again, he said we moved to the top of the search list. How do we get to the top, and do we stay at the top and all that good stuff?
Yes, so good question. So how Google works is we can't promise you that you're going to be number one because it doesn't go based off of just money, right? It goes based off an algorithm. Now, we do get you to that first page of Google, and we are a Google Channel partner, so we keep you there. Now, our goal is to get you to number one, but I can't promise you that because you could shift from number one to number two to number three to number four. It just depends on the algorithm, right? Now, anybody that does search your services, we do retarget them on Facebook. So we do a retargeting Facebook campaign for you. So anybody seeing you on Google, they'll be able to see you on Facebook now as well. Now, we do integrate you with some extra exposure. So Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, you will be on the first page for that. And then we also integrate you with Apple, so Alexa, as well as Siri. Now, anybody doing a voice search, they'll be able to find you as well, and they'll be able to call you directly. Does that make sense?
By the way, I'm going to cut you off real quick. It's very important that we do have people call. The phone number you're calling on right now, I would like them to call that same phone number.
Okay, so the business line?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we would put that number on the first page of Google for you guys. So anybody that searches your services and they see the bathroom guys, they'll be able to click that number and call it directly.
And the number you have should be 674-683-9603. Is that correct?
Yes, 714-683-9603. Yes, sir.
Correct, and that is the bathroom guys. Just so you know, and maybe I mentioned it before, the Bathroom Guys is a DBA. The real company is called Hitech, H-I-T-E-C. But we want to be known as the Bathroom Guys. The contract license is under Hitech. I discuss this when I meet a client. They'll say, who the hell is Hitech? And that's our main – was our main business up until, well, 4 or 5 years ago. And we still do – we do still do countertops and stone fabrication, but we want to do more bathroom remodel. So, hence, here you are.
Beautiful.
Okay. Good. Okay, as long as we know.
Yeah, so what we'll do, though, because I know you guys want to target bathrooms, correct? That's why you guys want to populate for Bathroom Guys. Anybody that searches the remodeling in bathrooms will populate that to the first page. So you guys are only getting those calls for bathroom remodels. Now, once you get to a house and they say, hey, can you guys do X, Y, and Z? Obviously, you guys can do your upsells there if you would like to take that job on. But for us, our job is to get you more bathroom remodeling jobs.
We would never upsell. Any word that you're coming up with, like bathroom remodel, for example, what if somebody typed in the word walk-in shower or tub-to-shower conversion?
Yes. So we could put up to 15 to 20 key phrases on bathroom remodel. So if they want a shower, if they want a full remodel, if they want a tub, if they want a toilet, a sink, we'll be able to do those things. So that way you guys can populate on that first page and they can call you with those services that you guys want.
Okay. And is that something you need to know today, or can we give you those words later? Does that work?
Yeah, so what would happen is I would just create your account here with us today. I would set you guys all up, and then I'd actually get you guys on a set meeting with my tech team. Now, they're the brains behind all of Google and everything like that. So you would let them know the service words that you would like, and then they would make that into phrases for you.
And when they, when we would have a conversation with them or whatever, I would want to make sure that they either call this number or call Roberto directly or my cell phone directly, whatever works. I want to make sure that we're both involved on giving you the key phrases. Roberto knows 99% of them. I only know 1%, so.
That's why he likes you, because you know that 1%.
Well, he pays me a commission.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about, can I get a job with you? I'm kidding.
That's funny.
Hey, how do we add different cities to this thing?
Yeah, so you would just let us know what cities you would like to target, and then we would be able to populate you into those cities.
Want to know them now?
You can let me know now if you would like, and then that would give me something to let my tech team know, so then they would already have that crossed off when they do the onboarding call with you.
And ironically, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be an overlap. For example, the company's located in Gardena, mm-hmm. and I've had people call us from Lakewood and from Manhattan Beach who kind of heard about it somewhere where they went to Google, but I want to make sure that people in Manhattan Beach and Huntington Beach and Bellflower, Torrance, and your Belinda and Fullerton know about who we are.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can give you more cities. That's not a problem. You want me to hit you with all of them right now?
You can if you would like, or do you want to just target counties in general? So you got Orange County, or do you want to stay away from specific cities?
No, we do want to stay away from specific cities in Orange
okay.
County.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I don't want San Clemente because these guys are coming from the LA area, and
like you say in LA, I mean, we don't want to come to dinner with Milwaukee. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Understood. Okay. Okay. So.
Like Bell County is kind of not cool.
And we wouldn't mind doing L.A., but it doesn't want to go out to the San Fernando Valley and stuff like that. So I don't know how we do that.
Yeah, we'd be able to exclude certain cities. So it goes off of, like, a tracking system that Google has. So if we say, like, don't populate in Facebook, too, if we say don't, you know, exclude Compton, they're not going to put you in Compton. Or if you say Watts, you know, they're not going to put you in Watts. If we have Manhattan Beach, Huntington Beach, Yorba Belinda, Fullerton. If you have, obviously, Gardena, you guys are going to do there. Do you guys go to, like, do you guys go out to, like, Chino Hills at all or no?
Not really. It's over the hill. It's over the mountain. I probably wouldn't want to, but we would like to do Long Beach and Torrance and places like that, close to Mesa. But they're all kind of close, so that's where I'm going with that.
Okay.
And the other question I have to explain to me, because I'm what's the deal with Facebook? Because I don't even need
yeah. Right. So, sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. I'm getting almost every other word from you.
I don't know what's going on with that.
What was that?
We are not. I don't do Facebook, it's from Fairfield.
Okay.
So,
do you guys have a business Facebook page?
No.
Nope.
Okay, and you guys don't even have a, like a personal page that we can make a business page with?
No.
I told you you're going to have a problem. So, we're testing your smartness.
Yeah. So I'll let you know how Facebook works. Anybody that is searching for your services on Google, we retarget them on Facebook. So now you're populating in these areas more than once. These guys see you more than once. You become more relevant, and then they can contact you through either your website. We can push them there, or they can contact you directly with a phone call. So that's where Facebook plays a huge part in it. Usually with our clients, it's a better bang for your buck because it's faster than Google. Google takes around 30 to 45 days to get on that first page, where Facebook takes 7 to 14 days to start populating.
Oh, okay.
Well, in the long run, we plan to be around for a while. It's not like we're going to fall apart tomorrow.
Right.
So I personally don't care if it's a Facebook thing, but I want to make sure that the most important thing to me, and I'll tell you about the one, but the most important thing is people see our phone number, and that's mm-hmm. the office number you have, the 683 number. You have that number. When someone calls that number, it will go to a recorded line. And, I mean, I'd put my cell on there, but I'd only be being called every hour of the day. So, I don't know. Tell me what to do.
Yeah, so do you guys have, like, a vetting system or anything like that? Like, for sales, press 1. For customer service, press 2. Is that what you're talking about, where you would have a voiceover?
No, I don't. I mean, I could probably go to the phone company and have things change, but no.
Okay, well, we can set that up for you if you'd like. That just comes with a Google number. So it could be transferred to wherever you guys would like. It would actually allow you guys to track the calls that way, too, to see where most people are calling you.
Okay.
So that's included here. So we actually do that in addition, to just so that way you guys can track those calls. And all it is it just puts the Google number on your Google Business profile. Then once whatever they have, let's say they say for 1, press 1 for bathroom remodels, just for example, they press 1, it goes directly to your phone. And then from there, you guys are able to contact them directly. That actually eliminates a lot of robocalls as well.
But it will go to a voicemail. The only drawback to our phone, I got to be honest with you, when it goes to a voicemail, it rings like 7 freaking times or 8 times before. And I've tried to have that changed. It won't do it. I don't know what the hell the deal is there. Maybe it's because I'm using T-Mobile. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's more of a phone provider than like...
Right.
Yeah. Right. I don't know about that one. I'll say that. I don't want to steer you wrong, but I don't know about that one.
This is 7 rings before it picks up. If somebody's really serious, they hang in there.
Yeah.
They're serious. Okay, so fine. Then I call them back on my personal phone, and we go from there.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. As long as they leave a message, you can definitely do that.
Well, Charlie, we have had a good experience with Google. When the people mm-hmm. who usually have contacted us,
yeah,
it's usually been a very
successful closing ratio.
Yeah, successful nice. Closing ratio. And they have been, serious about remodeling a bathroom.
Yeah.
It hasn't been like...
A bunch of looky-loos.
Yeah.
So. Right.
Very interested in it, and I think it will work. It works good.
Yeah. Just to agree with you there too, as well. The reason why you have such a great success rate on people calling is because people are searching for the service because they want to get something done. Usually, when you're just getting vetted a lead from a third-party company, it's people that are just shopping around and seeing if they would like to do it one day. But when people usually go to Google, they're like, I need a company. I want to get this done. When can you guys come out? It's very just like a very quick for you guys to do it. So that's good that you guys are already getting success there. We just want to, like you guys said, put you on the first page so that way you guys can continue to get more success. Do you guys have people leave reviews on your page at all?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, there have been some reviews there.
Nice. Okay. Awesome.
Most of them, we've got a 5-star rating. The people that have reviewed us, I haven't looked in a while. It's like 6, 7, 8 reviews. I should probably push for more reviews, but I don't. That's why we're going to fire me after this. But,
you guys have 8 reviews.
People see our reviews and they say, you guys got to, people really like you. So,
yeah.
So it's month to month.
Yes.
There's no contract. It's $2.99. And our price isn't going to go up because we're grandfathered, I think you said.
Yes. So you guys would actually stay at that $2.99 month to month for the lifelong of your guys' service, right? So for everything that we talked about, you guys wouldn't pay extra at all. Now, if you guys want to do other things, obviously that's something else, but it is month to month. There are no contracts. There's no hidden fees and there's no early termination fees either. We just ask if you guys were to ever part ways with us, which I don't see why you would, you just give us 3 business days before your next billing is due. I just feel like you guys should probably know that. That's how we roll.
So if we don't like Charles, it'll be PhD.
Charlie, and to make changes, I mean, how is it done on a computer or is it done through your tech support?
Yeah, so you'll have 2 point of references. You could always call me, and I'll give you the number to call in on to call me as well. But you will have an account manager that will be your, when we do the onboarding with you, and you would just ask them and they would make those changes. Now, if for some reason they're not getting back to you in a matter of time, reach out to me and I will definitely press the gas on who's not getting these changes done for you guys.
So the account manager is going to be our go-to guy eventually, right?
Yes, yes. He will be the person, or she will be the person that will be making those changes for you guys as well. Along with, you guys will receive updates. So I do have your cell phone number, Chuck, but you will receive updates on like, hey, we got this verified. This is up and running now. And you guys get those. We also set up a custom tracking system for you guys as well. So you guys are able to log in and actually track the success to see how well your Google Business Profile is doing as well.
Okay, and Roberto's got to run real quick. Got to answer here. So
we'll take like 3 minutes.
So while okay. We run our door. Okay, what is your direct number, Charlie?
Yeah, so, I mean, the customer service line is the 877.
Hang on.
Hey,
877.
635.
Right.
6225. Now you would just ask for Charlie and they would transfer you over to me. My colleague will answer just to make sure I'm not on a phone call or in a meeting. They just want to make sure I give you my undivided attention when you do call.
What a smooth operator. I love it. and it is also an account manager, or that is customer service.
What was that? You broke up a little bit. That's also the account manager. Is that what you asked?
You said the customer service number was 877-655.
Right.
Is that also the same as the same thing?
Yeah, so they might give you that number, and then they might give you an extension to reach them because they're not taking personal calls. But they'll have an extension where you can reach them directly like that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll worry about it right now, so that's cool. So I guess the bottom line, he's just left me, but I'm sure he's fine with it. How do we start with you? How do we go with it?
Yeah, so I would just set up your account here right now. Make sure we have all the services you offer. Make sure we have everything correct on the Google Business Profile, just because we're going to be taking access over. Set you up with the personal information, take payment, set up a meeting with you guys, and then we're ready to rock and roll.
Okay, so he does all the banking and car because he's got an account. Can I call you back in a few minutes when he gets done this call?
Yeah, you could definitely call me back, or if you want, we can start before we do all the banking. I can just verify everything, that the business information for where you guys are located and everything.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Give up. That's up to you.
Yeah. All right. So I have here for the business name, it's the Bathroom Guys, but I just want to verify. That's correct?
Yes, it is the Bathroom Guys. It is a DBA, just so you know.
That's fine.
If you need to know our license number and stuff, our company is called High Tech, HITEC. There is no H in it.
Okay.
And our license number, if you need that, which is a contractor license number. Hey, you want that?
I don't think we'll need that. My tech team will take that though when we have the meeting for the onboarding call. But because you guys are already verified with Google, I don't think you're going to need to redo that. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So.
Got you on the phone.
What was that?
You want the address?
Yeah.
Have you on? It's 1705. West 134th Street, 134th Street. It is in Gardena.
Okay.
It's 90249.
Okay. Gotcha, Gardena.
And I'm really not involved technically. I mean, my name, I go by Chuck.
Okay.
Legally, it's Walter. Go figure that one out.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, hey, 2 days from now I'll be 80. I'm almost 80.
Oh, well, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Roberto he's an old man. He just hit 52 2 days ago and he just popped back in the car.
Okay.
42, my guess.
42. Chuck, you're not really 80, are you?
Let me check my driver's license. Yeah, it is.
You know.
Other than that, Charlie.
Shut up. I'm 79. Okay, I'm Eric was a nice guy, so not at the moment because my golf game sucks, so I decided to go work.
Let's put it this way. He almost made it. He almost got drafted to World War II.
Shut up.
You guys are hilarious.
You know, well, Jeff Troy, but really funny thing is, working with this guy, it's like we could have done a comedy routine, the two of you. We were only touching the surface with you.
That's why we never do serious business.
Don't do any work.
Yeah, you guys are funny. Like, oh my gosh, you guys are cracking me up. I do have a question for you guys, though. So, like, I see that you guys have your Google Business profile, but you guys don't have a website for the Bathroom Guys. Do you guys have one?
Well, technically we did 100 years ago, but... I mean, you can check it. I mean, people go check. When they go to the bathroom, it does pop up. There is another Bathroom Guys, by the way.
Okay.
Guys, it's like in Vancouver, Canada. So if somebody Googles it, they got to make sure they say the Bathroom Guys, Gardena.
Gardena.
Now, there is a website that I have not used in 5 years. I'll be happy. I mean, I hate to have you go to it because it's stupid and it's long. It's www.hightechbathroomguys.com. I mean, people get carpal tunnel just typing that sucker out.
That's funny. I was going to ask you, do you guys want the Bathroom Guys website?
Well, yeah.
You guys want to do that as well?
I'm smelling it up, George.
No. Right.
Yeah. What was that? Sorry about that. You guys cut out a little bit.
Part of something that you guys would do for us?
Yeah, so we can make you guys a website. Now, I mean, it's just a one-time fee to build the website, but then it actually, to manage it, host it, and then if you guys ever want changes to it or anything like that, it just falls into the $299 month after that.
So what's the setup for that?
The setup fee would be $199.
I'm not the boss, but I have a feeling he'll say okay. Are you okay? He's busy working. You okay for that?
That's good.
Yeah. So how do we do that? Do we meet physically meet people, or is it one of those we don't meet if we have to do everything over the phone?
For the website?
Yeah.
No, that would, I would just add it on to here, and then when we do that onboarding call, they're just going to ask you if you guys have a logo, how you guys would like the website set up. If you guys have any pictures, you can send it in, so that way we can make it for you guys. And then that website would actually be up and running within 7 to 14 days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So on the onboarding call, you're going to call back?
Yeah, so I actually set a scheduled meeting with you guys and my tech team because they're doing onboarding calls with other clients that we have signed up as well. So I just got to make sure that they're available, and then obviously you guys are available too.
All right, okay. You got my cell number, by the way, so you can reach me. By the way, both of these calls, I was hoping you were going to call me on my cell, but that's good. You called the business phone, so at least you have that, so that's fine.
Okay. I do have your cell. I was going to try both of them because I didn't know where you guys were going to be. So I was like, I'll call the office first just to see what that's
right now. I'm in a car in beautiful Cerritos at Panera Bread off the 605 if you want to meet us.
Oh, I know where you're at. I used to live over there. That's hilarious. Okay.
You live near Hawaiian Gardens. Good. I got to go there later.
Yeah. So for the personal information, though, am I putting Chuck on the account or am I putting Remberto?
You better put Remberto Abrego.
Okay. Let me make the changes here then.
He's a big cheese.
He's a what?
He's a big cheese.
He's a big
cheese. I think I like the way I treat my boss.
I know. It's, he treats you the same way, though, right? It's a mutual respect deal.
The only reason he hired me is because he can't get sued for age discrimination now.
Very true.
He's got an old guy.
You guys are hilarious.
All right. So how do we?
You guys should open up a YouTube account and just record each other while you guys are. Driving around.
You should do YouTube. It won't last that long to build it up to make money, so that's fine. All right, so where do we go from here? So the bottom line is, if we do this web setup, there's $199, so there's $200 plus the $299. So right now you're up to $500 or $498.
So you have $498. All I need to know, what's Roberto's last name and how do you spell it?
It's Abrego, A-B-R-E-G-O.
A-B-R-E-G-O?
Correct.
Okay. And then what's an email address that you guys would like us to send everything over to you guys in writing along with your invoice?
Remberto Abrego Ayajo.
Okay.
So, because he's got a little accent, if you didn't notice. He's Irish, as you can tell. Like Mary, like Rembrandt, it's R-E-M, B as in boy, E-R-T-O, Abrego, A-B-R-E-G-O, at Yahoo? At Yahoo.com.
Yahoo, yeah.
At Yahoo.
It's Yahoo.
Okay. And then what's Remberto's number, so that way I'll put it here, so with any updates we have, we'll send him a text message as well.
310.
Okay.
350.
Okay.
4478. Right.
Okay. So I got 310-350-4478.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just make sure I have everything correct with you guys' profile here.
Can you check out our website?
I don't know if it's working anymore. Get into the damn thing.
Okay. And then you guys don't have the bathroomguys.net or .com, right?
No.
Okay. Just making sure. That's in the included in the $199. So I just want to make sure. So if we didn't try to buy it off of you guys.
So like I said, the old website, which I haven't even been working anymore, to be honest with you, was, like I said, was high tech backroomguys.com. If this is, if the website's going to have a new, would have a new website address, et cetera, hopefully.
Yeah, so it's just going to be built for the Bathroom Guys itself. So with your Google Business profile, if you guys had your other business website on there, it wouldn't make sense. Honestly, Google would probably flag the account because they're seeing that your business isn't matching, right? So with this website, it's going to all be matched the same, and there's not going to be any confusion.
Good. Okay.
That makes sense. Okay. So now I have everything set up for you guys for the billing account itself. Is it going to be the Roberto Abrego on the card, or is it going to be the Bathroom Guys?
It's going to be Roberto Abrego.
Okay. And then is it let me just – interesting. Why did I do that? Hold on. Give me 1 second. One sec. The address for your deal didn't save, so I just want to make sure I have the office address for you guys. Okay, here we go.
Thanks, Charlie. My coffee's been getting cold. Damn it.
Sorry. Okay, and then for the address for the card, is it the same address that you guys have, the 1705, or is it a different billing address?
Oh, it's a different billing address.
Okay, what's...
It's 1738 West 145th.
Okay, all right.
I changed my mail gets lost at the shop.
Okay. And that's Gardena, California, too? That's correct?
1738 West 145th Street, Apartment A.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's everything. West Apartment A, Gardena, California, 90247.
Seven. Gotcha. Okay.
Nine.
Hey, Charlie, just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
That back to Roberto, the bill, was it the billing address number?
Yes.
Repeat that back to him, will you?
Yeah, it's 1738 West 145th, Apartment A, Gardena, California, 90247.
Yeah, 145th
Street. 145th
Street,
that's right. Okay, and then for the... card itself, are you guys doing a MasterCard, a Visa, Discover, American Express?
Can you see your card?
Not seeing my card. You're on the damn thing. No, when I sue him, as a witness.
It's a Visa?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4465. 4205-0074-8876.
Okay. And then the expiration?
0727.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
041.
Okay. And then I'm going to set you guys up as well with a security question. So every time we call you, we're actually going to ask you this. That way you always know that we're calling you, and then we always know that we're talking to you as well. So we don't share any information. This actually protects your account here. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have you either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Oh, my mother's.
Okay, your mother's maiden name. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Maria Hernandez. Very hard to guess.
Well, it's very hard if nobody knows.
Yeah. Well, this Mars computer can really get it very quick.
Was it just the one security question? Is that what you want?
Yeah, it's just one security question here. Let me just make
sure. Now that I got those number information, I can. If I can use it. All right, cool. So I got to remember that too, because if you're asking me, I got to remember who's my mother's maiden name. Yeah, check background. I didn't know there were Hernandez in England. Okay, cool.
In England.
You're not English.
English, French, Irish, and part Apache. Okay, so what else do we need to know? Or what do you need to know?
That's about it. I'm going to just take you guys through a voice verification really quickly. This is for your added protection. Because I do have you guys on that pre-discounted, agreement here. Now this will be sent to you guys in writing. So after I'm done with this, I'm just going to schedule a meeting with you guys for my tech team, and then we're solid on that end. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to walk you guys through this really quickly, and then if you don't understand something, just let me know, and I'll always either rephrase it for you, or I can reread it. I just want to make sure you guys have a firm understanding before I make the purchase. Sounds good?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bathroom Guys.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Humberto Abrego, business owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Nice. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive third-party calls unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. We're going to email you the customer service number, but Chuck already wrote it down. It's that 877-635-6225 customer service number. That's the phone calls that we're going to be contacting you from, okay?
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is October 23rd, in the non-refundable amount of the $498. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd in the amount of $299. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877-635-6225 number that you guys have. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand.
Awesome. But do you agree?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. I know you guys have a good sense of humor. So.
Okay. So Rip, I do have a question. I want to make sure I didn't miss something. At the very end there, you said contact you guys 3 days before. What was that for again? I'm sorry.
Contact us 3 days before your next billing is due. If you were to ever want to cancel. That way, it's just a courtesy call for us, so that way you don't get charged for your next month of service.
Right. Charlie, I have one more question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, before we had this, we had obviously the rip-off artist, Angie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, all of a sudden last year she became a real crook.
Okay.
And one day, you know, we were trying to get rid of that service, and literally Chuck had to tell him that I had jumped off the cliff and I died.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Do you think he's kidding?
No, it's funny that you had. I mean, it's not funny, but it's a story I've never heard before.
Yeah, that's how it was. Like literally, I tell him that, you know, and the business had terminated.
Okay.
So there was no way that we could get rid of them. And I don't know. You're too young to remember those CD companies before that you order CDs and you stay hooked forever. You have to like move out of state.
Or jump off a bridge.
Yeah, which I did. Over here, all I got to do is say, hey, you know what? I want to cancel this thing. It's not working. And
yeah.
That's it. All right.
Yeah.
And then I can block you forever if I want to.
You wanted to, you could. But, yeah, we don't believe in sticking around for a bad relationship, right? So that's why we do the month-to-month, because we like to prove to you guys each and every month. Now, like I said, it does take that little time for that 30 to 45 days for the Google to be on the first page. And then for the Facebook, we're going to help you guys set all that stuff up so you guys can get the max exposure that you guys are looking for. That's going to be done within 7 to 14 days. And then for your website, that's going to be done within 7 to 14 days as well. Your tracking system will be up in 5 to 7 days, and we're going to email that to you as well.
All right, great.
Okay, but we just ask that you give us 3 business days. Yeah, I mean, we don't like holding people hostage, and we definitely don't want to have you on a second death, because then you'll be like a cat and you'll have 9 lives, right?
Well, I was expecting to get his life that way.
Okay, so I have here, like I said, it's going to be the $498. We're going to send everything over to you guys in email. And then what's a good time for you guys and my tech team to have a meeting so that way we can get everything squared away with the website and then obviously verify everything? Do you guys have anything available tomorrow?
Tomorrow would be tough.
Okay. It's going to be around a 30 to 45 minute call. So if you guys would like to do that a little later, we could do it on Thursday. We could do it Wednesday. We have Friday. Our schedule's pretty much open, so it's really up to you on when you would like to have it. We do take lunch here. We give our workers lunch breaks. So from 12 to 1, we don't do we're on lunch break.
Well, I'm sorry. So you said you're buying us lunch? Is that what you said? Schedule, because I have to go to the seniors' home pretty soon. Thursday and Friday are good for me, but if it's Thursday, it has to be in the afternoon, like 1 o'clock on. I'm wide open. Friday, I'm wide open.
Friday.
Okay.
Let's do Friday.
You want to do Friday? Do you want to do the morning or you want to do the afternoon?
Morning.
Morning. Do you guys want to do 8 or 9 o'clock?
9.
9 o'clock. Okay. I'm going to send you this.
You're going to call this number, right?
Yes. We're going to call this number. And then if you don't answer for some reason, we also have I have your cell phone number, and then we also have Humberto's cell phone number as well.
Great.
Okay.
Question I have for you.
Yes.
Who the hell, Local Splash, is that the name of your company?
It's not the name of my company. I work for the company, but we've been in business here in Found Valley for 18 years. So we're Google Channel partners, and I don't know his last name, but I know his first name is Dave, and he's the owner. So he's
Dave Chappelle. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, whatever it is on the phone, except last time, but Jimmy Wrangle, whoever the hell he is.
Jimmy Rangel. Yeah, I have no idea who Jimmy Rangel is, but I did tell Jansen last time that you and I talked, Chuck, that that you did tell me to let him know that he's a really good guy. So I did let him know. He said thank you.
Something from Local Splash. Look at that, some man. Well,
yeah. So we sent you everything in email. There is in there, there's a terms and conditions. Now, I'm pretty sure the text message didn't go to Rumberto's phone number automatically. It went to the business landline. But if you guys could sign that, Rumberto, before Friday, if you guys don't, my tech team will walk you through that, and they'll have you sign the terms and conditions. Okay?
I think it went to his phone anyway, not that. Because the phone you're on right now is our main business phone, so I think it actually went to his phone, which is fine. If it did come to this phone,
let me see.
It's also a cell phone that you're calling on. So if it did go to this phone, it's probably in here as soon as I hang up. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. So it says it did send it, but it'll say, Roberto, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email. There's a link right there that says my.localsplash.com/terms. I just need you to click the checkbox on there. It just says that you're the card authorization holder, and then sign your name, and then it'll take you to a login form. That's going to be the credentials we're going to send to you in email.
Just so you know, you guys spelled his name wrong. It was just sent to him. It's R-E, that's Richard Edward, Rem, R-E-M.
Oh, R-E-M. Let me make the changes here, and then let me make the changes.
It's actually Rem. It's like Rembrandt, Rembrandto.
Rembrandto. Okay, so I just had an O. I needed the E, correct?
R-E-M-B-E-R-T-O, correct.
Okay. I'll have them send it to you with the correct name. I'll have them email it to you with the terms and conditions in there. That way it's correct.
And it goes to Roberto's email. So,
all right.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Do you guys have any other questions for me at this time?
As soon as we hang up, we will.
Well, I want to say welcome to Local Splash. The first one to tell you guys, we're going to get started working on this stuff right now. I'm going to send everything over to the tech team, so that way on Friday, we're just going to verify everything that you guys do, and then just ask you about the website as well, okay?
Okay. And the very last thing, I promise the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is going to hit the general population in about how long, just to confirm it, roughly?
30 to 45 days for the first page of Google. Now, for the Facebook, we're going to help you set that up. That would be in 7 to 14 days.
And we'll take care of all that stuff when you guys call on Friday, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, we will.
Okay. All right. So I expect to have a lot of business, in which case we will buy you guys, you know, like hamburgers someday.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
3 days.
How long have you been with the?
How long have I been with the company?
Yeah,
a couple of years now.
And they still put up with you, huh? Cool.
They okay. Sure do. They sure do.
Charlie, I really appreciate it. And maybe one of the days. Thanks for calling when you said you would. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you guys, and we're gonna get started over here working on this stuff, and then we'll contact you guys at 9 a.m. On Friday, and I'm going to send you guys that email so that way you guys have the calendar in there as well, okay?
All right, and I've already put you on my personal calendar, so I'll remind Roberto in case he falls asleep and doesn't write it down. All right.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, you guys have a great rest of your day, and then we'll call you guys on Friday.
Yeah, are you the only Charlie in the company?
I am. There's a Charles, but if you just ask for Charlie, you can. I'll give you my last name, too, if you want it. That way it's easier. Yeah, it's Mullenkamp, so it's actually Muhlenkaa. M is in Mary, P is in Paul.
Good Irish name, Mullenkamp. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
so.
Charlie, appreciate everything. I really do. Thank you much.
Thank you so much, guys. I will talk to you soon.
All right,
buddy.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.